Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 1, 1805. Request for a war hatchet. The blacksmiths are still busy repairing kettles and making tomahawks for the Indians. The workmanship must be pretty good, as the Indians are coming all the time. The hunters brought only one deer today, so the trade for corn by the blacksmiths is quite necessary. Captain Clark writes today,
"A cold, windy day. Our hunters returned, having killed only one deer. A war chief of the Minotauri came with some corn, requested to have a war hatchet made, and requested to be allowed to go to war against the Sioux and Arikara, who had killed a Mandan sometime in the past. We refused, and gave reasons, which he readily assented to, and promised to open his ears to all we said. This man is young and named Seeing Snake, Marbuk Shea Okia. This man's woman set out, and he pursued her in the evening. Captain William Clark, February 1, 1805.
This Indian's name seems to be from the Hidatsa words Ma'apuka, snake, and Kia, to fear, perhaps translating as fears the snake. Clark notes that the returning hunters killed only one deer. White House, the only private that kept a journal, wrote today that the weather was pleasant and the hunters who had been out had returned and had killed a number of elk and a deer. It seems they did return with the deer, but left the elk out in a pen to protect the meat from the wolves, as they were going to return with the horses and sleds to bring the game in. This is a procedure the hunters often used, and could explain the differences between the two entries. White House never wrote his journal entries in the first person, so it is often unclear whether he's involved in the activities he describes. Tomorrow, daily routines of the Corps and Mandan.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.